Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. Joined now with CEO of the Bruins, Charlie Jacobs. Charlie, this is quite an event we have going out here. We're right in front of Hurricanes on Canal Street. This is real festival atmosphere here for the home opener.
We're having some fun today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is great. I like it. It's a lot of enthusiasm here on the street. It's wonderful. I'd like to see more games where we close Canal Street and have this type of festival. It's great.
Absolutely.
Charlie, when it comes to this project, the Hub on Causeway, and I know it took a lot of planning to get started, and it's still in the process of getting finished, but when it's done, how is this going to transform the fan experience?
You know what? It's been, oh my goodness, 4 or 5 years in the making. We were literally digging in the ground for 2 years before anybody even noticed what was happening in front. Think about 2 acres, we're just digging into the ground 5 stories deep. And the further you go, the longer it takes to get the dirt out. So it's been a long time coming, and it is going to be transformative for event goers and for commuters, people that use North Station for daily life, and of course for Bruins fans and Celtics fans, it's going to be a vastly different experience. We no longer have to sort of queue into North Station to get upstairs into the garden itself. If you think about it, we're kind of, our ground floor is 2 stories high. When you think about the TD Garden, it's above a train station, so there are some challenges that are presented, and we try to address that as best we could with this new development. We have 2 million square feet that are being under development right now.
Give fans an idea of what to expect once it all is done, you know, residential, commercial, what is going to be in there.
We have the largest grocery store in all of Boston. They're going to go subterranean, underground, Stop and Shop. And then we've got residential, you mentioned. We've got a concert venue, a smaller concert venue for those acts that it may not be big enough to sell out the garden, but also maybe too large for the House of Blues, so it's about a 3,000-seat venue for that. ArcLight Cinema, which is a high-end movie chain, mostly on the West Coast. This will be their first East Coast installation. It's a fine dining atmosphere where you come and watch a movie and have dinner at the same time. And then we have an office tower coming in, which Verizon has already signed on to take almost 300,000 square feet up. So a lot of it's been almost leased completely before completion, which is really a blessing.
Will you be encouraging fans to go to the Stop and Shop before the game, get some groceries, take that food into the game, maybe make themselves a sandwich while they're watching the Bruins play?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. No, it's really more for, if you think about it, if you live in the North End or even in the West End for that matter, there's very few choices in terms of groceries. So
has there been any pushback from like North End residents? I mean, especially North End, they like things a certain way. And the whole idea of this is to kind of bring this part of Boston and bridge it to the North End. Yeah. Have you encountered any resistance with a plans for a project this size?
No, actually, I was sitting for many years on an organization called Downtown North. And this is sort of the Bullfinch Triangle, if you think about it, old school Boston. Like, we're at the tip of the Bullfinch Triangle right here. And a lot of people would say, we need a grocery store. There's no grocery store around here. What are you going to do about a grocery store in your development? So when we announced that we were going to have one, they were ecstatic. And if you think about, as I mentioned, the West End and the North End, this is really the place where they meet. So I think this will be transformative, too, for those two neighborhoods and how they connect.
Charlie, I know that the other thing that you're heavily involved with is Special Olympics Massachusetts and the Bruins. And Special Olympics Massachusetts announced a 3-year partnership. I think it was right around late August, and we're going to see part of that here today with some of the athletes that are going to be on the ice. There's also a 50-50 that has a guaranteed jackpot of $250,000. But whether it's this year or across that partnership, what are you hoping to see between the two entities?
Well, more inclusive, right? I mean, that's our message, is be inclusive, right? And awareness, too. The Special Olympics does such wonderful programs. And, it's 50 years, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, I should say, this year. And we wanted to really activate against that. And we felt like this was a real opportunity for not only the Special Olympics, but for the Boston Bruins as well. So, listen, we're starting off on a great note today. We have a puck drop with a couple of Olympians. It's going to be a great event.
Just lastly, on the China trip, I know you've been asked quite a bit about it, but, it's a pretty unique thing going over there. And tell us what the reasoning behind it and just tell us about the experience being over there.
We have, it was a great experience. I tell you what, it was a bonding experience, honestly. I mean, you jump on a plane, you go to a strange land with a bunch of other people. For some of our rookies, they've never really seen, forget about China for a minute, just about the camaraderie that you'd share on a two-week trip. By and large, I thought we were in Shenzhen for a bit, and then we went to Beijing. I will tell you that in both cities, people really embraced us. The hospitality was remarkable. And the venues were sold out, which you couldn't ask for more. They like the speed of the game. They like the hitting. I don't think they're really used to that, especially, in Asia, you don't really see that type of physicality, especially on it. There's a larger ice surface, mind you, so there's a little bit more time in sorting for the defensemen. But it was a great game.
Yeah, it ain't table tennis, though.
Yeah, so right. That's right.
Well, Charlie, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much. This is a great event here. We look forward to
going
to Hub on Causeway here. It's going to be I can't wait to see it. I think we all kind of feel the same way.
This looks great. I'm just looking down Canal right now, and this is going to be just, we have this Champions Row right in front of us, which Canal Street will spill out into, and it's going to be our front door, and I can't wait for this to be open.
Appreciate it. Charlie Jacobs, CEO of the Bruins, joining us here. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you.